Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Welcome to Pinchy Punchy territory for a start.
Oh, yeah, it's October.
It is. 1st of October for a start. It's Thursday as well on a short week.
Good morning.
Welcome. Also, happy World Coffee Day.
Yes, I heard this on the way in and I was like, what is going on? I thought it was coffee day the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's also true.
Okay. Lots of coffee days.
Can't get enough of that sweet, sweet caffeine.
Oh, every day's coffee day, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, yes. But it was I think it was National Coffee Day on the 29th.
Yeah,
so
right.
That was the American special one. Now it's the world's coffee day.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Look, you know, pop another brew on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, go for it.
Something probably not to celebrate, but they're doing good work, I suppose. Trains on the Mandurah lines cancelled between Coburn, Central and Mandurah from Sunday through to Thursday. They've got track maintenance works due, so if you were doing night train action.
That's me. Oh, night train. I was going to say that is going to cause a lot of issues.
Oh, no.
Night trains.
So they should have sparkly rails. So I assume they're just polishing
just
the rails.
Polishing the rails.
Yeah, anyway.
Important work.
Sad news. A Mandurah staple is closing up. Have you heard the after more than 20 years, we say goodbye to Hog's Breath?
Oh, really?
They should have put that on Facebook yesterday.
Goodness.
So
that is sad.
I remember when they...
Where are we going to get our curly fries?
Well, they did say Kelmscott is still open.
Rockingham?
Or is have a Hog's Breath in Rockingham?
Yeah.
Well, the closest was Kelmscott, so...
Maybe that one's gone as well. Oh, my goodness, I've been to Hog's Breath in so long.
There you go. So, look, anyway, yes.
I still want my curly fries.
I remember when they were on Mandurah Terrace and
that was the first one we'd ever seen as well. We used to drive down to go to it, especially.
Sad days.
Very sad.
It's actually kind of sad because it's sort of been such a staple. It's been such a Mandurah icon for all these times.
It has.
So we'll watch with interest to see what comes next. Hey, you got a radar detector? Do you know anyone that's got a radar detector? No.
I know a few people that have, their navigators pick them up.
Right.
You know, like in your car, like the...
Sat-nav.
Yeah, the sat-nav does alert when it picks one up.
Now, I wonder, does that come under the
That's what I was thinking, the ban.
For those that don't know, there is a ban that kicks in a fortnight for radar detectors. I feel like, though, I haven't seen anyone with an actual radar detector in their car for a very long time. But... New laws bring WA in line with the rest of the country. Flouting the ban means $1,200 on the spot infringement.
$12,000.
And 7 demerit points.
That's a lot.
So imagine, and that doesn't matter whether it's switched on or not. If it's in your car, it's there. And so double demerit territory, you'll be in...
Goodness, you'll be gone.
You'll lose it and you'll have... I don't know how that works. Like, how do you lose...
Wouldn't you lose your license?
Well, you would, but then do you kind of have a few on the back burner for when it comes back, you're already short? Because it's 14.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that works. But there you go. Truck drivers face a $1,500 fine, but still 7 points. So anyway, radar detectors need to be out of your car by before October 12.
Get them out. Burn them quick.
Yes. And we'll track down and see if other devices fall under that category or not.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
All right, so first of all, daylight saving starts on the weekend. It's all part of the thing that happens when October kicks in, you know. So from early Sunday morning, the gap between us and the east widens to 3 hours.
So you need to make your final calls around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
If you're dealing with a business over east, I know, yeah.
It's very hard.
Now, October 1's also World Vegetarian Day, kicking off.
Okay.
Vegetarian Awareness Month.
Wow.
Now, look, I don't need to tell you, but there are many benefits to it.
Yep.
The old vegetarian lifestyle reduces major health risks, the most likely way to sustainably feed the world's population.
Yep.
And it's kinder to animals. I mean, you know, fairly obvious there. So, yeah.
Maybe get some veggies
in. Give it a crack, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And today is also the International Day of the Older Person, so...
of the older person.
That's right. So be nice to me, please. That's what that means. It's also about appreciating the contributions of us older people.
Older people. Shut up.
Hey, how much hair have I got? That's right. That's a sign of age and wisdom. Anyway, also recognising the fact that one day, if we're lucky, we'll all get to be older people.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be nice.
That's where we're all going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's well and truly springing.
Yep.
And it's also well and truly magpie territory and magpie time.
Magpie. magpie swooping time, and magpiealert.com is where you can find out where all the recent swoopings are.
Be up to date.
But a lot of effort has gone into this, so yeah. Well done whoever set this up. There was an attack that resulted in an injury in Orillia last week, the 18th. It was a swooping and injury whilst cycling.
Now, I've seen a couple of incidents in Dwelling Up.
Yeah.
Dwelling Up, and there's one or two in Rockingham that seem to be the closest.
You can avoid the hot spots, the swooping hot spots.
2020 attack counts on here, 3,427 attacks.
That's a lot.
And 410 injuries.
Yeah.
So there you go. There is at least one place you can go to if you want to keep an eye on these things. Otherwise, just, you know, watch the skies.
Or don't, because they'll get your eyes.
Yeah, probably go back to the old classic of an ice cream bucket with eyes drawn on the top of it on your head. Tasmania have scored themselves a spot in the 2021-22 NBL season. They didn't have a state team.
Okay, it's the team now.
No, they haven't had one since the Hobart Devils wrapped up in 1996. That's how long it's been.
And why did they stop?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. Maybe it costs a fair bit. I don't know how much they were doing. You know, maybe they just felt a bit left out, as they probably often do. But anyway.
Let's hope they do better this time.
It's all good, except there's been some controversy over the name. They aren't resurrecting the name Devils. Tasmanian Tridents was expected to be the go, but apparently there's been a last minute switch and they'll be known as the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Really?
Yeah. Which is kind of the response I think most people have had.
What is a Jack Jumper?
Jack Jumper is a venomous ant that is most frequently found. They're on the mainland too, but they're most frequently found on the island. And apparently they pack a punch if one gets a hold of it.
Right.
And, you know, so
they're named after an ant.
And they jump, you know what I'm saying? No, I can understand the theory, but it hasn't been universally accepted.
Devil, come on.
Well, yeah, exactly. I know.
I mean, you wouldn't go with tiger, because then there's
they're extinct. Exactly.
Yeah, so you feel like don't go with doomed before you start.
But I feel like Bally McBallface would have been more popular.
Wait, what was it again?
Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers.
That's right. Yeah, no. Look, I'm sorry.
Go back and try again.
I'm
going to
get my head around that. I mean, it's still slightly better than calling your team the Tasmanian Maps, but... That's not much.
Oh, goodness.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with today's entertainment news made from 100% sustainably grown Arabica and Robusta coffee beans, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Australian music icon Helen Reddy has passed away at the age of 78. She was best known for her 1972 number one hit, I Am Woman, and was the first Australian ever to win a Grammy.
An icon of a song and an icon of a lady.
Definitely. She had been diagnosed with dementia back in 2015 and was living in a nursing home. In addition to I Am Woman, she had number one hits Delta Dawn and Angie Baby. The biopic on her life, I Am Woman, was released earlier this year and is available to watch on Stan. R.I.P. Helen. Sacha Baron Cohen's second Borat film will premiere on Amazon Prime sometime before Election Day, which is November 3, not here, of course, in the States.
Right.
The sequel is reportedly titled, as I mentioned the other day, Borat, Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Michael Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan. Here's the preview.
Donald Trump, strongest premier in history. He not racist. Black guys love him so much they kneel before him. Trump never had stroke. He protector of women's.
Goodness me.
Okay.
It's coming soon. Shawn Mendes has shared what looks like a snippet of his next single and the accompanying music video. This is the teaser.
A million different places. So give yourself a chance to
sounds a little bit Disney to me. Could
it
be from a Disney soundtrack.
I think it sounds like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory song.
My world of pure imagination.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Okay. Yeah.
The clip ends with Mendes walking along a beach with the words Wonder, October 2, December 4. So
and finding a gold wrapper, maybe.
Anyway, he gets to go to a chocolate factory. Yeah. No. So that fans think that means this song is out tomorrow, and oh. it's from the album of the same name, which is out on December 4th. So lots of Mendes on the way.
Okay.
And Miley Cyrus has released her cover of Blondie's hit Heart of Glass because of popular demand. She showed fans her version of the song earlier this month, and they've been hounding her to release it ever since. So here it is.
It's a nice version.
Let's be honest. She could sing anything. It would sound amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.